Hello.
Hey, I always catch you having coffee or eating, I feel like.
I'm eating a tuna fish sandwich.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. What kind of tuna?
What?
What kind of tuna? Do you use any special tunas like?
No, chicken of the sea.
Yeah, that's really good. I like to do it with like a smoke.
I doctor it up with, I put a lot of mayonnaise in it, and I put chopped up onions, chopped up hard-boiled eggs, and chopped up sweet pickles.
That sounds delicious. It sounds very much with that extra mayo, I would probably leave that out, but I mean, I don't know any good-looking
young dude that doesn't love
mayonnaise.
Well, that keeps it from being too dry.
It's funny. Somebody said something, I can't remember what it was about, and they were, it was like one of those, you got to take this or eat this or drink this, and one of them was like buffalo sauce, and they had to swig it, and it was like one of those shows, and I remember this really big, tall, handsome white dude, and the comment that was made after he had to do mayonnaise in a cup was like, it tastes just like a club sandwich. And I go, yep, that would be exactly what it tastes like for that dude who is very wealthy and is on a show. When he made the statement, I'm like, yep, that makes sense. He's got failure to launch all over him. He's older than me and never been married. He's still a good old boy. One of those Southern charm actors or something, but it just resonated with the whole mayo thing. I was getting back to you. I tried calling this morning and couldn't get to you, so I didn't know if you were angry at me, or not me, but our system, or what you, or maybe you didn't get the message yet, but what happened with the everything yesterday?
Somehow, when I try to use my computer, because I can't print from my phone. I can only print from my computer.
Yeah.
So when I'm going to meet a customer, I usually put in some filters and print off diamonds that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to use a computer. But on my computer, it has taken out my password. But my password on my phone still works. I just don't know
what
it is.
Oh, what a shitty thing. Yeah.
And
I can.
Well, let me finish. And I hit the thing that says reset.
Yeah.
And I tried it 3 or 4 times, and it never sent me the information to reset it.
I will let them know then.
But on my phone, it still works. But on the computer, I can't print from it.
Oh, that's odd. Because I know a lot of stores that use it on their computer and their iPad, which an iPad would be similar to a phone. However, I don't know if you could print from an iPad. You might be able to. You know what? Let me make a quick phone call and get right back to you.
I print from my iPad.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe that's why. Because I know iPhone, because you have an iPhone. Could you print from your iPad and use your iPad like you would your iPhone and try it there first?
Well, no, because my iPad, I only use it for my Etsy store.
Gotcha.
I don't want to get used to having a third device that I have to deal with.
I hear that. That's why I still have the old-fashioned phone. I don't want to upgrade it because I don't want to learn a new one. And I feel like no matter what, whenever they transfer information, data, it never comes all the way through, so it's frustrating.
No, and one time I lost all my pictures when they did that.
Shut the front door. I always download those bad boys now to the cloud every night so that I don't lose them.
Yeah.
But I still don't do that right, as we know, because I lost everybody's phone numbers. Well, not everyone, but for the most part, I lost a lot of phone numbers. And luckily for me, I have a system on a computer that my job has, and everybody's cell phones, I was smart enough to put it in the system so I could re-up and get the cell numbers back. But I'm wondering if, would it be, can I ask a question real quick, just based on that problem? Have I ever shared, or would it be advantageous for you to have a link that's already created with your markup in it so that when you pull up that, It's very, very specific to Philip Long Jewelers, and it makes you look like you have millions of dollars in your pocket. And it's a tool that you can literally let them go, because nobody's with this
That's
system.
The same thing with, as the Stellar deal. That's how Stellar's deal works.
Would that, do you use that in front of them?
Yes, because I have a website which is Stellar's web. My website is actually Stellar's entire website.
Right.
It just has my name on it. And
right.
It has multi-tiered pricing where I can go in and put pricing on different things and different markups. I can make it whatever I want it to be.
Right.
And I can go in and change it if I'm working with a particular customer. Like my markup on their website on diamonds that cost more than $1,900 is 1.5.
Right. It's very granular.
But I sell for less than that, but I do 1.5 because sometimes people want to give me a trade-in.
Absolutely, you have to.
But I usually sell for 1.25 or 1.33 over cost.
When are you going to be able to be in front of your computer at the same time as me and you're not eating lunch and could work with
Let's do it after Christmas.
Do you want to do it tomorrow? Are you available at any point tomorrow?
Why don't we do it after Christmas?
Okay. I just didn't want to not be available because what I'm offering is, and I'll do it for free,
yeah,
a free service.
I know what it is. I didn't know that y'all offered that.
Yeah. And I was going to do all the work for you because I feel like you guys are so busy. I just did all the work for like three other stores, so they have their markup, and it's been working really, really well last week, and they called me a bunch of times this week already.
Can I go in and change the markup?
Yes, every single time you can. I just want to direct you to the right place and have you ask questions when we're doing it so I can answer them so you're not frustrated and get you set up that way so that you can use it right in front of your clients because it's on every aspect. And we are very much more granularly based. The way it sounds like that you do your markup is on a price scale versus a weight range. And we have flat rate, price scale, and weight range. You have three different denominations, depending on if you have a client that understands that a one carat is this much money and looks like this, it might be easier to go weight range with some of your clients versus...
No, that is something I would be interested in, but I don't want to learn it right now.
I know you don't. You just said that about cell phones and computers.
Yeah.
So I knew I was treading on thin water, but I figured... Because you do respect me a little bit, or you value at least a little bit of what I say when it comes to certain things. And this right here is something I helped develop way back in the day, and I forget about it. So it's my bad, and I'm glad that we had this conversation because now I can fix it, and I'll just do the work, and you know now how to go in and out. But we'll do it after Christmas.
Okay, you should have gotten that package today.
Let me just check. I believe you didn't have anything on memo when I called you just now. I do not. Thank you very, very much. It's so funny because, like, getting it to you or getting it to Jewelers, yesterday we had 87 packages that didn't even show up, and some of them still haven't gotten there today. It won't get there until 8 p.m., but when we send a label to get it back to us, it always comes back overnight. Oh, God, it's so frustrating, this shipping system.
Well, we're spoiled in that we expect instant gratification on shipping.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people don't remember the day when you just had to wait 4, 5, 6, 7 days for registered mail.
Gotcha.
You know, people don't remember that.
Well, and I remember it from 2009, 2010, 2011 when we could actually use register mail still at that point because it was like the best overall protection for you guys. But it just then became such a problem with getting things back on time and people losing possible sales. So it just became a hell of a zone. And A few people always ruin it for the many, I think, at the end of the day, so.
Well, all the registered packages and everything fly on FedEx planes and FedEx trucks.
I know. Actually, it's just the opposite.
The post office doesn't have their own vehicles. They use contract carriers.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happens. That's why we are able to ship so late during the holiday season, because we're their last stop, last pickup, and last delivery of our truck into the FedEx vehicle, or excuse me, into the USPS vehicle, and it literally is FedEx hopping a ride with USPS every single time. But that's where I think it's crazy. Either they have really good practices of getting things here and there, and because it's the same money and it's the same kind of service, yet it takes 5 days right now, 4 and 5 days to get overnight through the post office.
Did I tell you about when I drove down to Louisiana last month to buy that engraving machine?
Yeah, with your boy, right?
Huh?
But wasn't your son, it was right around with your son or something, and your son told you you didn't need it, or the, and there was a
he
couple
told
of,
me I didn't need, yeah, that's right.
Okay, just
yeah,
making sure.
Did I tell you about the FedEx facility and the
yes.
UPS facility?
Heck yeah, you did.
Stoller has their own airport.
I get it, yeah. But even still, with Stoller having their own, they didn't make it out to the hub either yesterday. I still don't get how, you know, it all works.
Yeah, when you drive by this airport, there will be one UPS plane sitting there and one FedEx plane sitting
yeah.
there. And that's all they ever have. And as soon as that plane goes and another one comes in, they start loading it.
I believe it. I believe it's exactly that way because they have so much and they have big boxes. I would love to see their operation. They would never allow me.
Well,
in
and
there.
it is right there by Stoller's facility.
Well, their facility is huge, from my understanding. So
oh, yeah.
It makes sense that they
there,
would
but...
just. Well, you can go there. You know, they have that program called Bridge or whatever, where they bring jewelers in. You could take a couple classes. They put you up for the night and. Take
yeah,
you out one night.
Yeah.
You're not interested?
No, I'm not going down there for that.
Well, shit. Now how am I supposed to learn about it if you're not going to do it?
There's not a whole lot that they can teach me.
Well, I do believe that an old dog will learn some new tricks here and there, and everything changes, and you're one of those people that likes to learn. Because why would you talk to me?
Well, true.
See, you're not as hard notch as everybody. Actually, your ears should have been ringing yesterday. Only one time did I use your name, but that's only because it was with Kelly. I went on a splurge, and I started the conversations with, hey, I've got one of the smartest jewelers in the world, and he says when equations don't add up in your head, go back to the basics and call and ask questions.
Well, that's right.
So, I mean, but here's the thing. I'm hearing every single day, so many times a day, oh, the gold. You know how it is. I am like the person that learns it before everybody else sees it coming down the pipeline. I'm the guy on the beach that's waving at the tsunami wave trying to get people off the beach. So
yeah.
Now that it's kind of come around full circle, it's like, oh, we're here. We're here, people. Let's just relish and be grateful for everything we can get. But the lab market is just, and the diamond market is just, I mean, RAP went down again. We have discounted stones, and gold is just crazy. So when I was talking with Miss Kelly, she said, you have open invitation, Mr. Mann, to walk right up in there and teach her everything you know. She goes, I would just love it. She goes, you get to have his knowledge at your disposal. I go, I know, and I use it, and I use it a lot. And I feel as though he probably is going to hate me by the time I use it as much as I want to. So I tread lightly, Kelly.
I could help her in so many ways. But
you have no idea. You have no idea how open she is to that. She knows.
She
is open.
I don't think she wants to be told. I don't think she wants that.
I think that's fair, because I think every owner has a way of doing things that makes sense to them, and sometimes it doesn't make sense to other people. But I also think she's very open to discussing changes right now, especially just because the industry is changing. And to be fair, I literally heard out of her mouth, I wish he would stop in and just teach me what he knows about clienteling. Teach me, because she's trying to, she's really kind of being smart on how she's trying to establish in the store a better system so that there's less backbiting and this person work with this person on this time. Like, every store has those issues, right? But I think she wants to start making or holding her staff accountable to actually getting involved in things that she, how do I put it? A lot of sales reps forget that owners have to shell out so much money for marketing and to bring money in and all that stuff. And when you have a Sissy's Log Cabin, to your point before, you kind of have to ride coattails with whatever marketing because they've got the marketing money. So she's trying to look around it, and she's thinking more in line of, why won't they just write a letter saying thank you? Five letters a day or five phone calls to possible clients. Because, of course, you're in my ear, so I'm in her ear about all the same concepts that we talk about, maybe not to the same extent to which you and I talk about it.
A mistake that she's making right now, but I would never tell her.
What is it? Is it working from home?
I'm on her Facebook list or whatever. I see all their...
Yeah, me too. The emails or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what they're doing right now is all of their advertising is so much percent off.
Yeah, I just heard one today from her.
50%, okay? My philosophy is and always has been for 50 or 60 years, let all those other people
do that.
Advertise the discounts, because if you do it all the time, then your customer expects a discount every time they come in. Number one.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number two, the women shoppers are more interested in the discount. The men don't give a crap.
Really?
And right now, this is men are buying.
Yep.
This
You're
is
right.
the time of year that the men shop. So they are in a buying mode, which means they'll spend extra money, not less. So you should... Whenever you're working with a guy, this is a time of year that you ask for more money on every sale, not
right.
less money to try to make the sale. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah.
You got a guy that is ready to buy.
So,
he's out there to buy. He's in a hurry. He just wants to buy it and be done.
Right. I agree.
He's not interested. And getting a discount.
Yeah, he
men
doesn't care.
Like
no, not at all. And you're right, because I feel like a lot of people, it's like the unspoken words become reality in a lot of cases. And what I mean by that is, like, if you don't ask the question, you don't know how to approach a situation. And if you go in thinking, God, I'll give you for instance, a lot of times, you know, I have seen where management will try to align before we're even there. And what I mean by that is, like, when, let's say if somebody was to come to me because I have an account and, you know, well, what are they calling about? Can you fill me in? That's normal. But it's the, I don't know how to phrase it right. I guess I have to bring that thought to how to phrase it. But essentially it's just, at the end of the day, I feel like people are not trying to rob Peter to pay Paul anymore, and they're trying to be smart about inventory, and they're trying to do all these different things, and she's doing it all on her own from her house, and I have said to her, you need to get in the store.
Well,
you need to get in the store, like you say to me.
They're afraid if they don't offer a discount, they aren't going to make any sales.
Exactly.
That's stupid. Be a better salesperson.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like you're attached to the outcome almost. So you're doing everything to, like, keep that person there, to get the sale, and you don't have to.
You're leaving money on the table because there is a formula. Now, I can't quote it, but I am aware of it, that if you, during a specified period of time, like Christmas season, if you, on the average, sell all your stuff at 40% off,
mm-hmm.
there is a formula that tells you how much more business you have to do to make the same amount of profit.
Oh,
as if you
that would be a great little number.
Well, and it's like this. These are not the accurate figures, but it is something astonishing like this. If you run 50% off, 40 to 50% off, you have to do 300 times
that dollar
the
amount
of business to make the same profit.
Really? Even if you bought it so well in the beginning? Because, you know, I do believe, to your point yesterday when we were talking about those diamonds you were getting from your money guy, right? I truly am of one who believes that the sale, the money you're going to make is when you buy the stone versus when you're selling
only,
the diamond.
Now, wait a minute. There's a flaw in your thinking.
Okay, tell me. I would love to know.
When you use your knowledge or good luck or whatever it is that you do to get a better deal,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to give your better deal away by
right.
selling the item for less money. That's like this. If I buy a diamond from you for $10,000,
mm-hmm.
and I negotiate a discount of $1,000,
mm-hmm.
10%,
yeah.
then when you mark it up to the customer, you don't mark it up from 9,000, you mark it up from 10, otherwise you're giving your discount away. I mean, how stupid is that?
Yeah, that's true. I totally get that. But so, like, what would you do then, just to go full circle and offer a solution here, with somebody that is doing, just to use Kelly as a reference, her marketing is very much exactly what you said. How do you shift your entire store to be the opposite now? What are the first moves that you put in play if you are a store that offers all these discounts and people are used to seeing that thing? Is it just a complete rethinking process, or how would you position that sale?
I have an answer for that.
I love you right now. Give it to me.
She does not have the marketing knowledge.
No.
And the training to create her own marketing program.
Okay. What do you mean by, I guess I need more clarification on that, because are you meaning money or dollars or capital, because she doesn't have the capital like a sissy would, or how do you mean that?
Well, number one, I doubt seriously if she has a business plan, a written down business plan to follow that covers marketing. And your marketing plan includes a media plan, a financial plan. There's a whole bunch of different levels of a marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know that, and if you don't know how to do it, then you're going to do it wrong every time.
Right. I get that.
Marketing is this. You have to go to what's called a zero-based budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means is, this year on our marketing program, we're going to justify every dollar we spend. We're not going to spend $10,000 in December just because we always have in the past. That's stupid.
Okay, I get it.
And most people do that. They say, well, I mean, we did these billboards, and we did this, and we did this internet, and we did this mail out. And I see that's exactly what she's doing. I see her ads. I know exactly what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She is marketing by the seat of her pants.
She just created one today while I was on the phone with her.
Yeah,
she was reading it through.
Okay, she should have created that 6 months ago, and all she does today is implement it. She's marketing by the seat of her pants. She is so far wrong that all of her marketing dollars are falling on deaf ear.
Okay. I don't know that to be true because I don't know if today's was for right now or for later.
I know it's true because I know it to be true. I see her marketing. I know exactly
okay.
what she's doing. And just like she made up an ad today, why? This is December. Her ad should have already been made 6 months ago and budgeted. So what she's doing, she doesn't have this new ad she's creating. It's just more money she's going to have to spend. It didn't come out of a marketing budget.
You're right.
Marketing budget
you're so right. That's exactly her issue.
Set a year ago.
Right. No, you're so right. And honestly, I don't think that she would have been prepared. I don't think the industry knows what the holiday needs to be to start doing sales like that. But to your point already, I agree with leaving money on the table and offering all kinds of things because, I mean, a lot of what I do is to research on my time off during my day. And if you watch Aaliyah, and I have my love-hate relationship with her, but I watch her. I still do, and she made a really great post. I should send it to you. It's all about how to get your store out there in everybody's, vicinity, eyesight. It's all about being known, and a lot of jewelers right now, or people in general, are not actually scrolling in these, the TikTok world and the Instagram world and the Reels, all that stuff that you're scrolling. You're not pulling the right kind of business back to your store by how you're scrolling, and it was really intricate. So I definitely agree. She's wasting a lot of freaking time right now where she should be in the store and be present and be busy instead of wasting time creating all these different things at home.
And she doesn't know she's not doing it right. She doesn't know
she
that.
Doesn't. She thinks she's doing it very well. You're right. And honestly, her words sound amazing, like, to me today. I was like, oh, I really love the way you ended that state. I honestly did like it, but I didn't think of it from a content point of how it could be detrimental to someone's business offering this until just now. So I'm going to be talking about you again, but not with your name, with everybody.
Her marketing needs to be tied together the whole year long. The same theme, the same colors, the same message, all of that, all year long. Not firing a shot across the bow and hoping it works.
Mm-hmm.
Because her marketing, number one, is not measurable. The results, she can't measure whether it's worked or not.
So what do you do to make it measurable? What would you do? What's the first change you'd make in a store like that? Not her store, obviously, but just a store in general, because this is great.
I would go to the United States Post Office and ask for their direct mail program. It's free. They'll come out and talk to you about it. They'll tell you how to do it. And it's too involved for me to go into it on the phone. But what it amounts to...
Yeah, you shared it with me before.
Yeah, you don't do it by zip code. You do it by mail route.
Yep.
And it's free.
Yep, and you said it was online. I've pointed a lot of jewelers to that online thing.
And the stuff that you send out, put a little coupon on the postcard. I used to do that in my little business.
Right.
I didn't advertise except to my own customers. But I would send them out a little $25 gift card on repairs or whatever. I'm just trying to stay in touch with them.
Right, and $25 can be absorbed in cost of anything, really, if you think about it.
But
it's just getting them back in.
It's a measurable. You know
how many
people are responding from your ad because of the coupon.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cut the coupon out, but you make it look like they can. They just bring the whole postcard in.
I'm going to go back to one of her emails because I get her emails. I'm curious to find out. You're right. Because
put it on there with no expiration date.
Exactly. They can use it any time.
Well, they'll accumulate them. They'll stick them on their refrigerator, and they'll bring them in two or three at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, oh, God, there's $75. Got it. So what?
Right.
They're responding.
You're giving more of it away in this buy one, get one free sale that she freaking did. So why not get $25 every single time somebody walks in? At least that's them walking in all the time.
That buy one, get one free is the stupidest thing I ever heard of in the jewelry business. She's not selling milk. Or she's not selling panties. She's selling jewelry. People don't come in for two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's dumb. That's real dumb. But she thinks it's a good idea. But it's a dumb, dumb idea that will have absolutely no response.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that comes in to buy a piece of jewelry want a piece of jewelry, not one.
Right. Right,
just
because who has money or budget? But she thinks that that's going to bring people in, that everybody wants it free. It's kind of the same concept of a lot of jewelers will pick diamonds based on their own budget.
She's wrong.
I know, it's totally wrong because you've got to ask the question.
Her marketing needs a complete and total reset.
And I think she pays somebody to do some of that. I'm going to find out.
Well, okay. But she's not paying somebody that's in the jewelry business.
Mm-mm. She sure isn't.
She's an advertising agency, and they don't know shit about the jewelry business.
Yep. You're right, because I met the guy when I was there. It was actually that Courtney's husband. One of her old employees, Courtney, that was there when you met her.
Yeah.
It was her husband
that
was the marketing guy, if you remember.
Well, I hate to get started on it because what it amounts to is that she is untrained.
Yeah.
She's untrained in gemology. She's untrained in store management. She is untrained in advertising. She is untrained in buying from the public, or she wouldn't be letting those other people come in and take all her money.
Mm-hmm. What I will say to that is she is not alone.
No, she's not alone.
Uh-huh. It is almost every single store I work with. And to that point, you guys wear so many hats, from making sure the Christmas lights are on the building or, you know, holiday decor to, did I get this order? Did I call that vendor? Did that person get their day off? You know what I mean? Like, there's just so many things that owners need to worry about outside of their own personal
life. That's why your advertising should have been done in June.
Exactly. You're right.
And all you do is you have it planned and ready to go. And on December the 3rd, whatever you're planning on doing that day, it's done.
You're right.
You just implement it.
You got it. Well, I will get hop off here, let you, if you haven't finished your tuna, you don't want to let that go bad.
Well, I've already eaten two full-size tuna sandwiches, and now I'm
How do you fit all of that in your stomach at one time? You got a hollow leg down there? Oh, shoot.
I'm a big guy. Now I'm getting ready to eat my hard-boiled egg.
Yum.
And a big slab of white onion.
So do you love caviar, or do you ever eat caviar, real quick?
can't stand fish eggs.
Really? Oh.
No.
I can't remember what it's called. The red ones or the black ones?
I won't eat any raw fish.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
No sushi. No, none of that. I don't care what you mix with it, it's still raw fish. It can kill you.
Mm-hmm. Even with tuna, though, it's raw. Unless you made it a tuna melt.
Yeah, no, but it's, you know, it.
I get it. It's packaged, it's clean. It's a texture thing probably, too, I imagine.
It's a processed deal, but
But, yep. You know, I'm not gonna eat anything. Like, I wouldn't eat tuna fish that had been sitting out on the restaurant counter all day.
Heck no! You can't do that. It's food safety. I don't want you getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You go. Don't eat a third one. I'll be jealous because I really would have loved one right now. But
no,
I will give you a holler.
But now I am douching my hard-boiled egg down with massive amounts of salt and pepper.
Oh, I love that. That's right up my alley. The reason I asked about fish eggs is because I made the best deviled eggs. I did a fried pickle on top of some of them. I did shallots, a little bit of fish eggs on a creme fraiche on top of a deviled egg with a potato, like a sweet potato potato chip on top. Oh, chef's kiss.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
I love deviled eggs.
I have the best deviled egg recipes, and I make deviled egg flights all the time. I literally eat eggs because I can stomach it way easier than having to chew for so many years with, you know, everything with my bone density and the tooth issues I have. So I eat eggs just for the overall protein, but I love them too. Anyway, you can give me an egg, I'll eat them.
I eat a lot of eggs.
Yeah, I love them. I think they're easy, and you can pop it, and it's good.
I'm going to make me a dish here in a little bit to eat on tonight. I'm going to chunk up 4 or 5 potatoes and a couple of onions. I'm going to chunk them up, and I'm going to make fried potatoes in a skillet, and I'm going to put a package of shredded cheese in there, a pound of sausage browned, and about a half a dozen eggs. And it's like a casserole, but it's made in a skillet. Oh, my God.
Like a cast iron pan, you mean?
Well, I can't use cast iron on my solid cooktop.
Oh, yeah, you can't do
cooktop.
That.
Yeah. So I just have several great big skillets.
Got it. I need a really big skillet. I don't have any good dishes. I wish I could. All my dishes are crap. And I think I'm just going to give it to my kid and after the holidays maybe just get something new. But I can't decide what I want. But if you have good dishes that are a good kind of dish that you like, let me know. In the meantime, I think that the dogs are alerting me on somebody in the front of the house since I moved my office to my old pool table room because I got rid of the pool table. And the barking is less intrusive on my day when it's not the front of the house and anybody walks by, they like to bark at. So it makes it a little bit easier. But I think I have maybe a kid just getting home from work, and I need to ask him a question real quick. So I will let you go.
Bye-bye.
Love ya. Bye.